Former Australian cricket captain Greg Chappell, the legendary Greg Chappell MBE, has announced the formation of the Chappell Foundation. Now, this was just last week, and we thought, let's get him on and find out all about it. Greg Chappell joins us. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Hello, Lou.
Hey, Greg. Do tell, what prompted you to start a charitable organisation tackling the problem of youth homelessness?
It's a long story, really. I've been involved for many years in various charities, mainly around children's charities such as the Children's Hospital Foundation in Brisbane, the Leukaemia Foundation here in Queensland, South Australia and New South Wales, and in recent times the LBW Trust, which raises money to tertiary educate disadvantaged youth in cricket-playing countries around the world. And I've always thought that, you know, that's all very well and it's great, but there's a lot of stuff in Australia that we could probably should be doing as well. So when a friend of mine, Darshak Mehta, stepped down as chairman of the LBW Trust, he sort of looked at me and he said, well, what do we do next? And I said, look, I don't care, but it's got to be something to do in Australia and it's got to be around young people. And going back a few years ago, I worked with Cricket Australia and I was based in Melbourne, lived in East Melbourne right next to the Fitzroy Gardens, and I used to go into the gardens every morning for my exercise and I was astounded at how many people slept in the gardens.
Yeah.
And when I started to look into it, I realised that unbelievable number, 100,000 homeless people in Australia, 40% of them under 25. That's an area that I would like to do something. So when we set up the foundation, it was based around homeless youth and at risk, people at risk of becoming homeless. So that's what we set up, and we're hoping that we can do something, not at the coalface ourselves. Our intention is to raise funds to support some really good organisations who are already doing good work at the coalface.
Yeah, and I've just had a look at the patrons.
Oh yeah, same.
Of the Chappell Foundation, and it's just a roll call of extraordinary Australians, Greg.
Well, that was one of the other things. Obviously, when you're in the marketplace trying to raise money, you've got to have some credibility. Now, okay, I'm well known, but I thought what I wanted was a cricket team of notable Australians, and I'm unbelievably humbled to say that every one of those people, the people that we approached, they all agreed almost instantaneously to be part of it, because they also understand just what a big problem this is and how unacceptable it is in a country like Australia to have over 100,000 people homeless. Now, I think I was guilty of assuming that a lot of it was to do with drugs. Very little of it is to do with drugs. A lot of it is about social housing, not having cheap housing available to people who are at risk, and this is a huge problem.
Yeah. It really is. So do you think, Greg, that that's basically where you're sort of starting to tackle the issue? Is it trying to instigate, the building of more affordable housing for people that need it?
Well, I think initially, Lou, it's about raising money to support groups that are doing work in this area, but I'm suddenly realising that a lot of the work that we can do, and with the patron list that we've got, obviously gives us a bit of credibility to talk to governments at all level, to be able to add our voice to the many voices that are out there saying that this is a huge problem and it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, well, to find out more information, you can head to thechappellfoundation.com. And Greg, but before we let you go, I just feel it wouldn't be right not asking you just one question about cricket, if I could.
Yeah, sure, mate.
No, you're probably going, oh yeah, this is going to happen. So obviously the pay dispute has all been sorted out. Is that just all going to be fine now and it's just moving forward, or do you see any recurrent issues based on what's just happened over the last few months, Greg?
Well, obviously, it's been a challenging time to all sides, and it wasn't a lot of fun to see it played out in the public. But I think the result is a pretty solid one for all sides. The players are going to be well compensated, which we all agree with. you know, I think the challenge for Cricket Australia was to make sure that there's also enough funds to continue to support the game and develop the next generation of players. So one thing about athletes, I think we're all pretty simple when it's boiled down. Once the cricket starts, I would suggest that most of this is going to slip into the background. Everyone's going to get on and enjoy the cricket, and you know, it'll be fine.
Brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Greg Chappell, thank you so much for chatting with us, and good luck with what looks to be a very promising new foundation, the Chappell Foundation, tackling the problem of youth homelessness.
Thanks, Lou, and thanks, Matt, for the opportunity.
And I tell you what, I've got no doubt that that's going to be a success, the foundation, when it's supported by people like John Howard,
yeah,
Kim Beazley, Dennis Lilly, Pat Rafter, John Singleton.
I know.
All people.
It's a who's who.
Yeah.
God, Lisa Wilkinson.
Yeah, Peter Cosgrove as well, His Excellency General, the Honourable Sir Peter Cosgrove. That's not a bad title, is it?
Pretty good.
Brilliant.